All right, so I have a question for all of you. Have any of you ever been lost before? No? You've never been lost? All right, well, I'm going to tell you a story, okay? Once upon a time, and this is going to be a repeat in the sermon, so those of you who are listening, pay attention, there might be a quiz later. So when I was little, compared to my parents, I'm really short. So my parents are like way taller than I am. And a lot of times when I would go places, I would get lost. I couldn't find them because they would go somewhere and they would, you know, if we were in the grocery store, they'd be like, we're gonna go get some milk. So they'd leave me with the cart, they'd go get the milk, and then I couldn't find them and I would get scared. Do you know what it's like to be scared? Yeah, what makes you scared? Bad dreams make you scared?
Yeah.
What else makes you scared?
Like
monsters. Monsters? Yeah? About Logan and Anna. Are you guys always afraid or never afraid? What makes you scared? The dark. So when we're scared, when I was lost in that grocery store when I was little, I was really, really, really scared. I didn't know where my parents were. If you were somewhere and you didn't know where your parents were, would you be a little scared? Yeah. So today's story is about a boy who, he goes away from home and he gets scared because he runs out of food and he runs out of money and he just wants to go home. So what he does is he just decides, you know what, I'm going to go home. Even though I left home, I'm just going to go back and see if my father will let me back in the house. If you left home, would you hope your parents let you back in? Yeah? Yeah, so when you get home from school, you get to peek and play. Do you guys get snacks when you go home from school?
Yeah?
You save some from your lunchbox. You're thrifty. So, today's story is about a little boy who gets lost, and he decides he wants to go back home. And sometimes when we're scared, that's kind of similar to us feeling lost. We don't really know what to do. If we're in the dark, do we get scared and we're not really sure what to do? When that happens, sometimes we can pray to God, we can ask Him to protect us and to help us not feel scared anymore. And that's what this story is about. It's about letting us kind of find God and find some safety in God and letting God take care of us so we don't feel scared anymore. So this week, if we feel scared, we're going to pray to God and we're going to say, God, help us not to be scared. Sound good? And He'll help us not be scared and He'll help us be safe. All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for always keeping us safe and helping us find a way back safe. Amen. Alrighty, here's some snacks.